views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Live an enlightened and authentic life by standing in your own power. Silver Gaia Radio, Journey to Gaia with Dr. Bree Gibbs, brings forth new information supporting the ascension process happening on the planet now. Learn the true meaning of the word goddess and why each and every one of us is a divine being. Dr. Bree travels multiple worlds, bringing through the unknown ancient knowledge and messages to help you remember who you truly are and live life with truth, trust, and passion.
For more information about Bree's services and products, visit silvergaia.com.
Now, here's your host, Dr. Bree Gibbs.
Hi, everyone. I'm Dr. Bree from Silver Gaia Radio. I have been able to work with various sound healers and had different experiences. Some were wonderful and others did not resonate with me, to be honest. And that's okay because we all have a different type of knowingness inside of us that we need to have for us. Well, I'm privileged to say that we have a new master teacher with us, and that is Ted Winslow, internationally acclaimed for his pioneering work through research and development of sound healing and its effectiveness on the human energy field. Hi, Ted. How are you doing?
Great, Bree. How are you doing today?
I'm fine. I'm so excited that you're joining this family and we're all going to be able to teach together and help people to understand why sound healing and therapy is so important.
Well, thank you so much for this opportunity and for you, your radio show and Transformational Radio, for allowing all of us to connect into an environment where we can all be able to learn and really learn from each other.
Right. And then we're going to have Christina on here, your wife.
It'll never be the same.
I'm telling you.
There's a reason why we don't show up together. No, I'm kidding.
It's kind of like my husband at home, right? So yeah. tell the listeners a little bit about you.
Well, I'm in the music business, I guess, mm-hmm. as we can kind of figure out with it. I'm going to start a little bit with my background. My background, I went to the University of Colorado, where I worked on a technical engineering degree and got... Well, the reason why I got into that is that I was also a musician. I'm pretty much fluent on the guitar, keyboards. I was minoring with voice at some degree through with my degree. And playing in an original rock band at the same time, where we were entertaining in the days of old the record companies. And I was also playing as a session player. So people would request me to be able to come in on a song or an album, and they needed a musician that could play one or two instruments. And so I'd be able to go in and play with that. And that's kind of where I realized there was more important things in the studio. My love for picking up a guitar, it went much deeper than that, because I had to all of a sudden figure out what created the sound with the guitar. How did we record the sounds? And back then it was a whole different age of analog recording. So we worked with magnetic tape that was recording audio onto it. And also through that, I started realizing that there was a standard tuning that we were using. So I started playing with sound healing back then. And mm-hmm. I would kind of bring it up to some of the other artists that I was with, going, well, we do this tuning that's called 440. And what 440 is that we tune all of our instruments at 440 vibrations per second, which is the note A. I'm sure most people know that. And they made it standardized pretty much throughout the world. So when we sit down to record in a recording studio or we do a live performance, we're tuning our instruments to that and playing it. And I started playing with other frequencies and altered tunings based on some of my classical studies. It was dealing back and through the Baroque and into the classical, was through Bach and Haydn, who influenced Beethoven and Mozart. And so you can imagine in the days of old trying to explain to the music industry professionals at the time, hey, why don't we not tune to this frequency of 440 and let's start tuning some of our instruments to this. And there's pitches and different harmonic values. You have a fundamental and then you have particles that are based off of that. And it was like, nope, nobody wanted to listen. So now we fast forward to today's day and age where that industry is kind of pretty much died. And not only by just tuning to that, I can now work with computer equipment. I can program synthesizers, new, more elaborate tuners to get to these tunings. And in doing so, I have left somewhat of the rock world and started this healing business of all these frequencies that we can see through scientific studies are changing our lives and changing everything around us at warp speed, so to speak. So that's a little bit about my journey with that in a nutshell.
That's a nutshell. So when you're doing all of this and you're helping people, and what would you, I have some people that have asked me to ask you this question. What would help them of your CDs that you have to integrate other aspects of themselves?
Oh, I love that question.
You like that question?
Yeah, I do, because it's one of those things that it's infinite, really, if you think about it, because the biggest question that I get asked along those lines, and this will be building up to it, is they're like, Ted, what frequency is going to help me to do this? Mm-hmm. Or what frequency is going to help me to do that? And I really don't know, because all of our bodies, which we're all frequencies in and of ourselves, I might be deficient in something where somebody else is abundant, or they're abundant in something that, you know, that I'm, it kind of goes on and on. Our bodies thirst for frequencies, okay? So when we're getting out of this 440, and I'll go a little bit more why it's good to go into some of these tunings, and especially in today's day and age, is that we want to go back to our natural state of entrainment, kind of back to the days of old, like I was explaining with some of the classical musicians, where everything was somewhat simpler as frequencies concerned on that aspect of it. But when we go to these areas of theta, and when we go to these areas of alpha, and we're entraining our bodies with a frequency of love of, say, 528, and you start to able to open up your subconscious as well as your conscious mind, you could start to access just about anything that you want to access at that point. So
wow.
There is no solid answer on that, because I like to tell people that your body will be directed to the frequencies that are there. So I'm working on my 14th album. I've got over.
Congratulations.
Thank you. It should be out in mid to late May. But I have so many tracks of so many frequencies that it's like if you go into a store, you can pick and choose what you might want that all of a sudden at that time that you're craving. So you might listen to Frequency of the Fairies one day, which I love that one because it's connecting into, for me, it connects into the inner earth. I love the energy of the fairies. I love the mischievous energies of some of them too. But then I also like to go far and deep into other areas where I could tap into my other album, which is Planetary Frequencies. Right. And now you can move further into an expanse of universe, because it's all energy that we're kind of talking about. And that's what your body's going to be craving with those frequencies, that type of energy.
Right. So I know, like with some people, we brought certain energies forward in this lifetime, and it's so necessary.
Yeah.
And, you know, everybody doesn't have to name off who they were, what they were, and why we're here. But what's really fun with, I was using the fairy one for me, right? And it was like, next thing you know, my husband's dancing around the house, and the fairies moving around. I'm going, okay, we're having too much fun in here. But yet the work was able to get done, and that was so important. And so then we went out in the yard, we planted some flowers, did some things, and you know, I didn't know I could plant flowers. I learned that this year. You know, my mom was the one with the flowers, and I was going, this CD had so much to do with helping me to reconnect with the earth elements of just putting my hands in the dirt to plant flowers.
Oh, wow.
That's a big thing for me. I always told everybody, I can't do flowers. And all of a sudden,
I'm going to literally have a green thumb.
Yeah, they're going to get green one day. I'm going to know what I'm doing one day with
flowers.
And
that's a frequency all of its own.
I know. I was surprised because all of a sudden I just woke up and went lavender on the back porch, bleeding hearts on the front porch. And, you know, I have a Victorian home. And so both sides, and it was like, oh, now I want to do some other stuff on the porch, you know, in different areas. Right. But it had a lot to do with that CD. It was like, it changed the frequency of something in me. Oh, you're welcome. I mean, it's so alive and playing in my office and at home and, you know, other places here. And I'm in a great metaphysical store doing my, have my office, so I always leave the door open so they can hear it. So we only have a couple more minutes before we have to take a break. Is there anything else you'd like to add for the listeners? Because we got some exciting stuff coming up.
Man, I don't know where to go because I know we got to go to break.
So about this? When we come back, we're going to talk about theta and delta waves and stuff.
Wonderful.
That would be a really good thing. So we'll talk about that, and then we'll get information from that. And I think that's it. So we'll be back in a few minutes when we're Silver Guy Radio and Ted Winslow.
Bree Gibbs is a fourth-generation high priestess with the knowledge to raise your vibration and conscious creation. Offering a wide variety of services from goddess light and shamanic healing seminars to private reading sessions, Bree works with you so you too can stand in your own power. Isn't it about time you took your life into your own hands? For more information about Bree's services and products, visit silvergaia.com. That's silver, G-A-I-A.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
At a crossroads in your life, in need of answers, trying to discover your life dream or how to manifest it, Dr. Catherine Lehman with a team of angels, guides, master teachers has been helping people unveil the truth to the path of abundance and freedom for over 40 years. Training with shamans, teachers, and healers globally, Dr. Lehman will guide you to action in discovering your soul's path. Schedule a session today, 951-313-8541. It's 951-313-8541.
Crystal Voyage, located in Tacoma, Washington, is here to help guide your personal journey of awakening and raising your personal vibration. Tap into their on-site practitioners to choose from personalized readings, massage therapy, Reiki and energy healings, body-mind kinesis, life coaching, and many more modalities. Check out their store, showcasing an extensive array of crystals, stones, jewelry, books, and more. They also promote a network of readers offering animal communication, past life regression, aura cleaning and healing, channeled messages, numerology, and so much more. Visit their website at www.crystalvoyage.com to learn more.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life, too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Hi, this is Ted Winslow, founder of SoundSync Tech, the next generation of sound healing frequency technologies. I'm excited to join Dr. Bree Gibbs, host of the Silver Gaia Radio Show on Transformation Talk Radio. And as a show of appreciation to all the listeners, I'm offering 20% off my sound healing music. Please go to tedwinslow.com and use the coupon code SILVERGAIA. Looking forward to connecting with you soon.
Welcome back, everyone. But I'm Skyping right now, and Ted Winslow is a nut. That's all I can say. He's making faces, and we're having too much fun. So let's get to the beta and alpha waves.
Beta, okay. First, I'm going to kind of go through what all of them are. So we start out with the first one, which is going to be delta. Mm-hmm. And that's going to basically be 4 hertz and below. The next one's going to be theta, which is going to be around 4 to 7 hertz. And so with delta, it's going to be a deep and dreamless state of sleep, so to speak. Theta is going to be 4 to 8, and it's going to be a light sleep. And it's in this place, it's going to be the border of consciousness and the subconscious aspect. I use it a lot in my music because you can go into deep meditations, it's there. And it's a state where we can access powerful parts of our subconscious mind that is normally inaccessible to us during the waking, our waking hours. The next one's going to be alpha, which is going to be 8 to 13 hertz. And alpha is going to be light meditation, normal activity of the brain when we're conscious and relaxed. And it's associated with relaxed alertness and enhanced learning, creativity, peak performance, imagination, visualization, and intuition. And the next one, and that's 8 to 13 hertz. The next one is going to be beta, which is 14 to 39. So that's going to be our normal awake state, like as we are conversing right now. That's our normal awake state that we're at. So knowing what I just explained with the theta and the alpha frequencies, I developed a technology called SoundSync Tech so that this can take us or take your brain into a combined theta and alpha subconscious state through the frequency and brain wave entrainment. So I add these into my compositions where we'll go with 528. Most people are becoming more familiar with 528 as the frequency of love. And 528 will be what I call the fundamental frequency. And then I can go in and find those frequencies, the theta and the alpha, and I add that in through what's going to be like particles of that frequency that allows us to be able to go into those deep states or into access the consciousness more easily through my music. And why I've done this, because I want to go back to where we were talking earlier. When I was playing in the rock bands, I would get off the stage sometimes at midnight, wouldn't get home till like 2-3 o'clock in the morning, and then have to wake up and go back to school. And I couldn't get my body to rest. It was in a constant state of stress and anxiety, which I then attributed to the 440 tunings, which is ironic because, as I mentioned earlier, it's now standardized tuning for everybody. All these bands that have been successful have pretty much broken up, or they've had some, and I'm going to talk in particular the rock world, but right, they've broken up or had some substance or issues that have dealt with that, historically speaking. And now I realize when I'm putting on 528 and I'm getting the theta and the alpha, my body thirsts for that frequency, that it can come out of that state of anxiety and it can fold into rest and relaxation. And that is where a lot of my creativity starts to happen for my job, my career, with what I'm doing with it, visualization. So that's where I found it real important with the use of those frequencies.
Wow. Well, I noticed that if I listen to Love and Gratitude, right?
Yeah.
At night, my husband, I don't even know that he's come home. he can't wake me up. And it's like, wow, I'm sleeping that deep from listening to that. That's crazy for me. And for me, you know, kind of like fairy flying everywhere, right? But that slows me down at night where I can sleep now.
Right. You think that we're, as we go through this beta state, that to the moment that we wake up, and we probably, most people have a couple cups of coffee, to help get them going, so to speak. They might turn on the news and they're going to be bombarded with commercials. Buy this, buy this, buy this. Take this drug, take this drug, take this drug, take this drug.
Right.
And now we're starting off our morning in this state of anxiety, which we go into work. Are we going to get fired? Are there cutbacks today? Are we not making the monthly quotas that we're supposed to be making? Why is there not enough people coming through the door? What does the boss think of my performance to performance reviews? More anxiety. We come home. Now we've got some family trauma and drama that had happened. The dog got out somehow. The neighbor had hit the one of the parked cars next door. The kids had something from the teacher, and now we're trying to eat. And now we've had this all built up. Our bodies are like a big war chest that has just all gotten stuffed into this chest of ours. And now we don't know what to do with it, and we try to go to sleep. And that's what was happening with me. And so now I can put on that. And it's funny because as I'm going through, people are like, well, Ted, do a meditation. Why don't you do a 90-minute meditation? Man, I wish I had 90 minutes every day to sit down. You know, that would be a luxury. Time is a luxury.
Right.
So I knew I had to find a way when this started kicking in that now I can go to sleep at a normal hour. Mm-hmm. My body's going to get the normal rest that it needs. And keep in mind, there was a time I couldn't sleep at night. I had a very difficult time trying to sleep, and no matter what I did. And now it's like it's just good to go to bed, wake up in the morning, and be refreshed to take care of the day. So that's the best time to use it. A lot of people are like, well, should I listen to this 24/7? Yes. Do I have to? No. I mean, clearly, I like to, like most people, go into the gym. I might put on one of those 80 bands that I know recorded in 440 because I'm going to be like, oh, I got to get more reps in on this one. As opposed to, you know, coming back on, ah, that was now complete and I feel whole. But you know, you can use it for what's going to be best for your body. All of our chemistry is going to be a little bit different.
Mm-hmm. I know I have to throw country music on when I work out. Sorry. You know, that's just something I need. And people are going, oh, you listen to country? You bet I do. You know, or we want to take it back to the 80s. Yeah, that was fun, but I'm done with that now. So, but no.
Yeah, and no, some of us never grow up.
I'm telling you. You know, I got the big hair still, but, you know, I try to keep it where it's straight. But no, that's great. So, but because the other thing my husband said the other day to me, Kelly did, goes, you snort all night. Huh? I said, I'm so gonna tell Ted. I ended up snoring. Yeah, I'm on live radio going, I snored from your music the other night. But I woke up. I know it's funny. I'm going, oh my gosh, I'm gonna get those things that go across your nose and pull your nose apart so you don't snore, right? And I'm going, what the heck is going on with me? How come I start snoring all of a sudden? I couldn't sleep for the darn before. And now all of a sudden I'm like releasing everything at night. So what's the deal with that? I mean, seriously. Like, it's I really want to admit I snore.
Bree, I'm sorry to bring that out of you here live on air, but to answer the question, you know, it's, and I've got studies. So for what we're talking about, for those who can go on my website, tedwinslow.com, where I've got scientific studies that show what we're talking about on this. So your body is letting go of all that junk that it doesn't need. It's going into those healing states. Clearly in that one, you were going into Delta, where you're into a deep sleep and everything was just letting go, but you're getting the sleep. Our bodies have to go into that state of rest, which we all need. You know, I call 440 hertz the fight or flight frequency because we're oscillatory beings, right? So if we go into a room and we sense there's dissonance and someone's really agitated in there, and they're a lot, especially if they're a lot bigger than us and menacing, probably going to go or leave that room. But if it's like, you know, sometimes they're right in your face and you don't have that opportunity, it's human nature to just stop and push back sometimes.
Right.
And that is what I think that we're getting when we wake up with those frequencies, because all of our commercials that are on TV are ads. The media is all at 440, and they're just constantly telling us what we need to buy, what drugs we need to take.
Right.
And then they go through the disclaimer really quick, may cause side effects such as death. You're going to be going bowel movements, blah, 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 blah. And you're like, what? What did they just say? You know? So that's where it's coming. It's letting go of all of that stuff and that natural. I know my wife gets mad at me too because I snore and I keep telling her to get her some Bose noise cancellations.
There you go.
I've handed her earplugs. I'm not putting this in my ear. She'll watch that. She'll go, nice, Ted. You didn't have to say that on air.
She's going to get us both now today. But, you know, it's really true because I would never say, you know, I snored. But when he told me, he goes, you really snored last night. I said, oh, I so got to ask Ted about this because I had a hard time sleeping for years.
Yeah.
I'd fall asleep for an hour or two. And it was very light sleep. I'd wake up. Okay, I got messages. I got to write all this stuff down, right? And then I go back to sleep for a little bit. And I get more messages or whatever. As a planetary worker, I'm out doing my job out in the universe, right? At the same time. But that was the first time I ever got really sleep last night. And I want to thank you.
Well, thank
you. I'm serious.
You.
My husband can deal with the snoring for one night, you know?
Always there's the couch.
That's what. Yeah, we got a couch, a recliner. Have fun. He's going to it, not me. I was enjoying my sleeping time. So anyway,
I bought a blow up mattress, and that's where I go.
You got the guest room, huh?
Yeah, the dogs love it.
That's too funny. All right, guys, we'll be back with more Ted Winslow and Silver Guy Radio in just a few minutes.
Gifted intuitive healer and spiritual teacher, Sarah Luce, brings her unique style to the hit show, Small Steps, Big Breakthrough Radio, on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Tune in each month as Sarah turns reality on end and shows us how to experience expansive results with simple yet powerful steps. Expect an enlightening bend on what you currently believe is possible. For show details and upcoming topics, visit SarahLuce.com. That's SarahLuos.com.
Bree Gibbs is a fourth-generation high priestess with the knowledge to raise your vibration and conscious creation. Offering a wide variety of services from goddess light and shamanic healing seminars to private reading sessions, Bree works with you so you too can stand in your own power. Isn't it about time you took your life into your own hands? For more information about Bree's services and products, visit SilverGaia.com. That's SilverGaia.com.
If you have been struggling with fear and anxiety, you know how debilitating these emotions can be. You constantly doubt yourself. You can't make decisions and feel more and more insecure and stuck. Dr. Friedman Schaub's book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, will provide you with the insights and tools to break through these challenges. Through a step-by-step process, Dr. Schaub explains how to resolve the subconscious root causes of fear and anxiety and build a strong foundation of inner peace and confidence. Visit www.thefearandanxietysolution.com and get your copy now.
Order your copy of Dr. Friedman Schaub's The Fear and Anxiety Solution today. Visit thefearandanxietysolution.com for more information.
The Earth is an ever-changing being. Goddess Light shamanic healer Bree Gibbs guides us through the ascending worlds, bringing forth knowledge and truth. As a light creator, she is here to provide new information needed at this time in our evolution. Join Bree as she shares messages from guides, spirits, ascended masters, goddesses, and others. Tune in the second and fourth Monday, 11 a.m. Pacific, and Thursdays, 1 p.m. Pacific, for Silver Gaia Radio.
Crystal Voyage, located in Tacoma, Washington, is here to help guide your personal journey of awakening and raising your personal vibration. Tap into their on-site practitioners to choose from personalized readings, massage therapy, Reiki and energy healings, body-mind kinesis, life coaching, and many more modalities. Check out their store, showcasing an extensive array of crystals, stones, jewelry, books, and more. They also promote a network of readers offering animal communication, past life regression, aura cleaning and healing, channeled messages, numerology, and so much more. Visit their website at www.crystalvoyage.com to learn more.
Welcome back, everyone. So, Ted, I have one question that's very serious. People that are just starting with sound healing, what would you recommend for them?
Buy all my albums.
No, okay, that works.
You mean as a musician or just trying to introduce themselves to it to see what?
Someone like me that doesn't play, you know, that we're just starting out in sound healing. I've been doing it for a while, but somebody that's starting out, how would you recommend them to start?
If they want to start as playing a musical instrument, you can start with a medicine drum. I've actually have vocal toning is probably the best because you don't have to have an instrument. Mm-hmm. I think that our body is its own instrument. The way that we hold ourselves with toning through that, you think that from our bone to our mass, to our lung capacity, which are acting as bellows, you know, as we're speaking, to holding the pitch and the tone, to our vocal cord folds. Try to say that 20 times fast. And it's a great way to be able to do it. And I came out with a couple vocal toning CDs so that people can do that. So I would say that's probably the best one to do it. If they want to listen to something, I probably would go with Love and Gratitude because I use that one in a recording of 528 and 432, and it's kind of different songs from a little bit of history of all of my albums. Those seem to be 432 being the universal frequency and 528 being the frequency of love. So as a listener, that's one place that they can start. And be able to feel the effects of it. Now, if I can kind of expand a little bit on it, why sound healing is so important, because we know that they have the word healing in it. And it's like, okay, really, what is this healing property that I'm talking about with the music? Mm-hmm. You said all the frequencies. Our bodies are made up of like 70, 75% water. Our muscles are all water. So we're big carriers. If you think about, if you go underwater as a scuba diver or a snorkeler, you can hear a boat engine underwater sounds a lot closer than it really is when you're up above water. And so we're carrying these vibrations inside of us as vibratory beings. And sound healing is changing our frequency because we're absorbing that. Another example I want to give to that is, we all are familiar with Dr. Emoto. He wrote the best-selling book, Hidden Messages in Water. And there he's talking about negative frequencies and how it's affected the water molecules to sending love to them, where through crystallography he's able to show how that water structure has changed. So that's our whole body at 75% absorbing those whole frequencies as sound healing. So when you're vocal toning, you're now that big, massive carrier. And that's the thing with the vocal toning, that I've got those in those frequencies, so you can use those frequencies as well as a sound carrier. I started with crystal bowls. When I heard my first crystal bowl, I was like a kid in a candy store. I had to go buy them all. Wait, as a musician, there's more than one frequency, and I'm like ringing them all. Get out of here. Okay, I'll buy them, you know. And so I started recording a lot of those because what I was hearing is a lot of overtones that were coming off of the one pitch that's with it. So that was the other evolution through my music, is that we know that that one frequency we can have will affect us and feel it. But it's kind of like drinking a smoothie. So if we're listening to one specific frequency that's just that C note on 528, it's like we're getting a glass of carrot juice. Where I spread it out through the harmonics and mathematics and harmonies and, I mean, just all the stuff that I do to it, that it spreads it all out. So now it's like a smoothie with turmeric. We've got cilantro, the carrots, we've got apples, we've got bananas into it, all the good stuff that we have on it. And so that's where I came from with the healing aspects of my music for people. So now they can feel, it's one thing that we hear it, but it's another to really hear it and be able to be the carrier of that frequency, because we can pass that frequency on.
Wow.
went a little far on that one. I apologize. I'm like,
No, I'm enjoying it, because I did a healing the other day on a client, and I had one of your CDs playing. What a difference it made for the client and for me. As you know, we're a conduit healer, right? Bringing the doing the healing. We're not the healer. And I always put that out very strongly. And I know it made it so much easier for my guides and the healers to work with me, and for the client I had to be able to calm down. And it was amazing. It was a big change.
We know the law of gravity. What goes up must come down.
Right.
We know the law of lift, which is what makes airplanes fly. But I think a lot of people forget that Einstein in 1905 came up with the law of vibration. He says everything moves and everything is in motion. And so, not to keep kind of going back on the 440, but if we're all in this oscillatory state of 440, of fight or flight, and 440, by the way, I don't think I've said it, is a very dissonant frequency. It's a dissonant tuning. It's not really a harmonious tuning. And if you listen to the other tunings, they have harmonic values that are with it. And the other thing is, because they're being played with the right notes, it's in that right frequency. So 440 is the key of A. How many people are playing different keys to that same tuning? I don't think it's necessary. It's out of tune. It's dissonant. So
Wow.
That's where everything's. So we're affecting one another by the positive vibrations, that we can change that. The entrainment, synchronization.
Wow, you just have me amazed right now. I'm just kind of going, okay, keep talking. I'm listening.
Here's an interesting thing that has recently happened. We're familiar with the Schumann resonance. So the Schumann resonance was discovered in 1954. German scientist, doctor, I think his name, first name was Otto Schumann. And he realized that between the Earth's surface and the atmosphere, which is about 30 miles up, I think what they say that it is, that there's this frequency in which we all live in and that we're vibrating at. And that frequency is supposed to be at 7.8 hertz. 7.8, we know, as we talked earlier, is theta. So we're typically walking around on the Earth at the theta frequency. And what creates that frequency is there's something like 200 thunderstorms that are happening around the world, resonating with 50 flashes per second. And so that's this resonant that we're getting inside of our Earth's atmosphere. Well, it went up at one point. In 2014, it went up to 11. I think it went up to about 11 hertz, which it crossed the theta into the alpha. January 31st of this year, then it crossed up to into the alpha range. It was at 36 hertz is where it went to. And so now we're getting into the beta. Well, as of Easter weekend that had just happened, they had a recording of it that was up at 90 hertz. So that's dealing with gamma.
Oh, now the gamma, my gosh.
Yeah, so it's the vibration and the frequency of the Earth is raising. Gamma, 40% up, is going to influence, it's a higher vibration. So,
yeah, that, wow. This Easter weekend, when that happened, a lot of things shifted on the planet. And you're bringing that up now. I had no idea about that.
Yeah, so it's all going, it's all going. The frequency, it's going to affect all of us. I'm just glad those 200 thunderstorms aren't at one spot.
Remember us planetary workers, please, while you're doing that.
We all have hair sticking straight up.
I'm telling you. No wonder I had to put a bunch of hairspray in my hair, right? No, yeah. But that makes so much sense because on the weekend, I was really tired when I'd wake up. And I knew I was out there doing my job, you know, leaving the body out in the universe, doing my job. And I went, oh, okay, something's going on. And you just answered the whole question because I was like trying to figure out what was happening. And I was tired and felt like I had been beat up. You know, I was just tired. Yeah. And now it makes sense. So the universal raised up, the planet raised up, everything had to raise at one time that quick. In one day.
It's like a string theory going across the universe, too, if you think of that.
Well, yeah, it really is, because it's everything that had to be in the conglomerate of it all. Wow, that's just crazy. You got some good information, you know, for people like us that don't know about this. So So how come some of us cannot handle, we only have like a minute left, but I have a question for you real quick. Drumming. I can't be around it for some reason. Is it the person that's doing it, or is there something that I can't handle personally?
No, it makes sense because I left drums out of a lot of my early albums because it's a beat, and the beat can also affect some of those states that we're going with theta and whatnot. So, and it's not, though it is a pitch and it is a frequency, it's a lower one, but it's mostly a pulse, what I like to kind of label as a pulse. So you can have a nice, relaxing 60 beats per minute, which is what most of my music is, which is the resting heart rate.
Right.
So maybe they're just bump, 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 like a little kid in action.
And that's exactly what they're doing. It drives me crazy. It's like, oh, no, I got to get away from this one. Okay, guys, we'll be back with Ted Winslow and Silver Guy Radio.
Gibbs is a fourth-generation high priestess with the knowledge to raise your vibration and conscious creation. Offering a wide variety of services from goddess light and shamanic healing seminars to private reading sessions, Bree works with you so you too can stand in your own power. Isn't it about time you took your life into your own hands? For more information about Bree's services and products, visit silvergaia.com. That's silver, G-A-I-A.com.
Crystal Voyage, located in Tacoma, Washington, is here to help guide your personal journey of awakening and raising your personal vibration. Tap into their on-site practitioners to choose from personalized readings, massage therapy, Reiki and energy healings, body-mind kinesis, life coaching, and many more modalities. Check out their store, showcasing an extensive array of crystals, stones, jewelry, books, and more. They also promote a network of readers offering animal communication, past life regression, aura cleaning and healing, channeled messages, numerology, and so much more. Visit their website at www.crystalvoyage.com to learn more.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
The Earth is an ever-changing being. Goddess Light shamanic healer Bree Gibbs guides us through the ascending worlds, bringing forth knowledge and truth. As a light creator, she is here to provide new information needed at this time in our evolution. Join Bree as she shares messages from guides, spirits, ascended masters, goddesses, and others. Tune in the second and fourth Monday, 11 a.m. Pacific, and Thursdays, 1 p.m. Pacific, for Silver Gaia Radio.
Oh, welcome back, everyone. You know, this has been the most exciting show for me to do today. Ted and I had did a show before, and it was fun, but the more you work with somebody, the more you can feel the vibration between the two of you, no matter if it comes from music or it comes from our hearts and it comes from love, your heart's love center, right? But, you know, the things that he's taught me today, I'm like, well, I snored, and my husband texts during the time we're on the air here, so I'm trying to ignore it through the phone under the table, right? Because he's probably going to say, thanks a lot. But, you know, I really want to thank you. Because you're bringing so much information out to a lot of us that have needed this.
Oh, well, thank you. I thank everybody that has the open-mindedness to listen to it, because there's a lot of energies and aspects that don't really want us to, you know, they want to keep our bodies in that fight or flight aspect of it.
Right.
I kind of attribute to the insurance agent experience. Because those who've been to an insurance agent's office, they're telling you what coverage is more that you need, because you're going to be hit by somebody who doesn't have insurance, or you're going to need that medical coverage that's in on that. And, oh, by the way, are your personal belongings insured? And, oh, look, we need to talk about life insurance. What would your spouse do if you didn't come home tonight? And I'm thinking, oh, my God, we're all doomed. And now that guy just totally put me in utmost fear. I'm pulling out my billfold. Sign me up. What, there's long-term care at age 20? Yeah. So I hate that feeling.
Right.
I hate that feeling. It's kind of talking that frequency. It's kind of funny. I can't remember if I said this on the show last time. There's a dentist that uses my music. So we all know the sound of that drill. We associate with it that there's going to be pain coming to us really soon. Mm-hmm. And with that, she works around that all day long. And she takes her breaks by listening to my music that gets her out of that fight or flight frequency that has been entrained in the body, so they can kind of get back into a natural stasis.
I know with me, the fight or flight mode is starting to go away.
Yeah.
And the more that I listen to the music, it's really helped. And people are saying, is everything okay with you? I said, yeah, I'm fine. I'm not complaining about it. I'm quiet, you know? It's like, are you doing all right? Yeah, I'm fine. Uh-huh. I know. I'm just relaxed. I go home. Today after the show, I go home. And in my car is one of your CDs. I listen to it as I'm driving. Doesn't put me to sleep. It just calms everything down, right? And I just go home and do my thing. My husband's like going, are you okay? You're so quiet. I mean, that's how big of a difference that your music has made in my family's life even.
Oh, wow.
That's what I'm saying. You know, so think about Big Mouth Redhead, right?
That's a beautiful,
yeah.
Beautiful compliment.
Oh, it's so deserving. That's the whole thing. Other people that have listened to your music, friends of mine, they're like, wow, we're going to order this. I said, you've got to order it. And, you know, I'm not trying to be a salesman, because I'm really not a salesman, right? But I'm going to tell all listeners, I am the most hardest person to ground. And what this music has done for me, you can call it healing music, you can call it sound therapy, you can call it whatever, but all I know is when we live at a higher vibration and we can't ground, it's really hard on our bodies, and we try Moldavite. And I use Moldavite to ground. And everybody knows I like my crystals, but Moldavite is supposed to throw you out in the universe. It throws me down to the earth. You know, so I'm completely opposite. And with Ted's music, yeah, I am. And with Ted's music, it actually, other people might sit there and go, oh, this made me feel like happier. And I'm going, oh, this makes me want to go to sleep, all of it. Yeah, and that's a good thing for me. So now I'm starting to work with plants, right? And I've told everybody, don't give me plants. I've got roses out front that have been there for 6 years that have, they're still 2 feet tall, right?
Yeah.
And they should be, and now all of a sudden I'm doing flowers. It's like, wow, this is kind of cool. But thank you, because there's so many people out there that need to hear this music. And you're going on your 14th album. How cool is that?
Well, first of all, thank you so much for those kind words. And I have to say thank you to you, because, you know, as a healer and a light worker for all of us, you are holding the space for all of us. So you're taking on a lot of energies all over, especially on a medium where you're dealing with a lot of people at the same place. And so you're phenomenal with what you do, and thank you so much for your time and everything that you do and holding all this space and this energy and guiding us through it and giving us these pearls of wisdom. So,
well, thank you. Yeah, you're trying to make a 58-year-old cry. You just did a good job. Yes, we do cry. But no, thank you. So how can they get a hold of you? That's really one really important thing I want them to know.
The best place is going to be to go to my website, which is tedwinslow.com. And there, a lot of these scientific stuff that I've put the music into scientific studies that I don't think we'll go in some other time to, where you could see the actual videos that show how it's changing. Okay. Our energy field, what I call our human energy field. Mm-hmm. So tedwinslow.com is the best place. My music is sold on Amazon and iTunes. Twitter, I'm at Ted Winslow. And then Facebook, I have Solfeggio Sound Healing. And we also have for all the Silver Gaia, what we want to do for the Silver Gaia listeners, is offer 20% off of my music. So they can feel the vibration and experience what we're calling the frequency revolution, the next generation of sound healing, and be able to get that all my music at 20% off. All you need to do is go to tedwinslow.com, go to the store. You'll select what album it is that you feel is calling to you. You'll check it out, and at checkout, it'll ask you for a coupon code. Put in Silver Gaia, and that will take 20% off, and then you can fill out the rest of it from there.
Wow, that's really nice of you. Thank you. That's great. Wow.
My next album that's coming out is going to be called Sovereignty. So it's
my
freedom.
Gosh. Mm-hmm.
So I think that all this energies we've been experiencing in the past year, so to speak, that it's time to kind of free ourselves of the fight and flight and from all those insurance salesmen that have been hitting us door to door.
And they've been.
Nothing against insurance agents. I love mine. It takes care of me.
Let me tell you, I have this aunt. She's no longer on the planet, right? She left. But we only got 3 minutes till left the show, so I'm going to put this in here real quick. She would sit there, and she'd invite her insurance agent over to cook for him. To get her way on her insurance. Get that. I'm going, touch Sal, you know, being German, right? Tons his aunt, right? I'm going, you're feeding the insurance guy? Yeah, I got to get my way. That was the funniest thing. So the one thing, I'm going to bring a couple things up. And so here's the other thing is I'm letting everybody know that if you guys go to silverguy.com, you're going to see a big banner on there that Dr. Bree is giving back $100 an hour for reading, healing, whatever you need, mediumship. I think it's very important right now that we all give back in one way or another. My thing is once a week and sometimes twice a week, it just depends. I'm willing to do free readings and healings for people because I think it's important. That doesn't mean every single person, but I give that out. And, you know, just giving back to the universe. You never know whose heart you're going to touch. I know Ted's touched mine. His wife's, Christina's, really touched mine also. And all the people that at Transformation Talk Radio, you know, have touched me in one way or the other. And if it wasn't for Transformation Talk Radio and Dr. Pat, we wouldn't have this great platform to do our jobs, Ted. What do you think of that?
Oh, big universal hugs all around.
I'm telling you. So anyway, so go to silvergaia.net, .com, excuse me, we just have to .net. Go to that. And also on there is Ted Winslow on the front page, on the homepage. And you can click on to that site and you will be able to link into his page. They take him straight to your store like that.
Well, thank you so much for having me on, and I really appreciate everything and you and everybody that has done there. Just love the show. And we have so much love for you.
Well, thank you. And I've got the same for you guys. All right, guys. Well, we'll see you all next week on Silver Gaia Radio.
You've been listening to Silver Gaia Radio, Journey to Gaia. Join Dr. Bree Gibbs the second and fourth Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific and Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio. Each show is designed to share and discuss timely key messages and truths. Dr. Bree brings forth gods and goddesses, ascended masters, and others to communicate the information our world needs. For more about Dr. Bree or Silver Gaia Radio, visit silvergaia.com, and we'll see you next time.